B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to a Rap Party podcast, everybody, for September 18th, 2019. What a show today. Today was one of those shows where we were kind of all over the map a little bit with our thoughts, our prayers.
Were we?
I mean, you know, it just was kind of like we bounced around from everything from Loren not celebrating her 9th anniversary.
Yeah. Not.
To me finding out that the dog that I grew up with until I was 6 years old didn't die peacefully. It just ran away in a snowstorm and never came back.
Probably froze to death.
I mean, who knows?
No, that dog, somebody else took that dog in. No! Oh my God, you morbid
What? Oh, I'm sorry for being a realist.
Yeah, I don't know. And you know what's so crazy is my parents don't even care. Like, they were like, my dad was like, yeah, I was pulling on the leash. Yeah. It just wanted to go, and I just let it go.
What?
Something along those
okay.
lines.
What? Yeah, you know, sometimes my dog wants to do the same. I don't let her go.
And a $20 bill to her collar. Good luck, sweetie.
And then the other thing that we talked about was how our intern supposedly crashes car into the wall in our parking deck, in our parking garage, but claims he didn't, but Mel from Phil and Mel and Kay said that he did.
Why do you think he's lying? Do you think he's embarrassed?
You know him better than anybody, producer Nicole, Stefan.
Why is he lying about this? I think it's funny. If he told the truth and like laughed it off, it would have been funny. Now it's weird that he lied.
Yeah, you know what? I think that maybe he just...
doesn't think he did it?
Maybe, or maybe he's just not aware because, you know, sometimes, like, I guess... maybe he had his music loud and like maybe it didn't move his car as much as it sounded like it did. So maybe it just hit a spot in his car that was loud and he was listening to music.
Well, see, that's more interesting. Like, what's he listening to that early in the morning?
Well,
loud?
You remember our old intern Jamie?
Yeah, man. I listen to screamo.
I would
music.
Pull up and he'd be screamo. Listening to heavy
yeah,
metal.
Yeah, man.
But wait, Roy, you have crunched the front of your car before.
Many
Manny
times.
And I were out there recently. And you crunched it. Could you hear the crunch? Or
oh, yeah.
did you just.
Sounds like I hit it going 50 miles per hour.
Melanie made it sound like his airbags came out.
It sounds a lot worse than what actually happens. Like, even when I crunch into the wall, it sounds like you hear the metal crumpling into pieces.
Yeah.
But when you look at it, it's not that bad. It's not that bad.
It's echoey. That's the problem in our parking deck.
Crunchy,
it's echoey.
I
and there's
think.
No there's not any cars in there yet. So anyway, I thought that was really funny. And then now we didn't even get to this, y'all. We're losing producer Nicole for a 5-day bachelorette party. Everybody say your goodbyes to her because she's either gonna come back damaged or not come back at all.
Oh, a 5-day bachelorette party, there's a strong possibility she's not coming back.
Oh, hey, I'm fine. Leave me in Key West. I'll be fine.
Can I come? Key West sounds like a good time. If she's going to stay there, invite me. I'll come do a radio show with you.
We have, there's 18 of us.
Oh my God. There's 18?
There's 18 of us staying in like the nicest house I've ever seen. We have our own pool. We're doing a on the water tiki boat. Like, you know how you see here in Charlotte, the pedal cars?
Yeah.
Like a trolley pub?
Yeah.
It's a tiki boat trolley.
Okay.
And then... We're doing some crazy things.
So wait, are all 18 staying for the 5 days?
Yes. Actually, that's a lie. There's a couple of people who couldn't take Friday off of work or couldn't take both Friday and Monday off.
Oh, here it is.
Do all those people pay the same price as if they're staying all 5 days?
I don't know. That's a good question. I wouldn't.
Because that's what annoys me when
I
put a girls trip together.
That's what we're doing.
I know. I'm looking at it. This is cool. So who pedals?
There's a motor on it. Look at the back. There's a motor.
Oh, there's a motor.
You know, I thought it looked more like a boat. It's just a circle of a bar.
It's a tiki bar.
Oh, the, 18 of you are going to sink this thing.
Yeah, how are 18 people
going
to
fit? There's only 12 of us.
Oh,
doing
you're going to flip that thing. People are going to be jumping off the side.
Yeah. So this is a conjoined bachelorette. Like
two bachelorettes?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sterling did that where it was a big, big group. It wasn't conjoined, but it was a big bachelor group. And they did the same thing you're doing, where I guess since it's enough people, you can afford a mansion.
Yeah. Oh, it's
you know what I mean? Like, he told me, like, his house came with a butler and a chef. And I'm like, what? He's like, and it's only cost me like $150 a night. I'm like, what?
I mean, Loren's house comes with a butler and a chef.
Oh, right? Shut up.
It's in
Valentine,
but the chateau.
Right.
Okay, so a couple questions.
Okay.
It's for our friend Casey.
Yes.
What's her dude doing? Is he bachelor partying at the same time?
I don't know if he's at the same time, but I'm pretty sure he's going out west for some golf tournament with his boys.
Sounds about right.
Golf tournament? Isn't that the whitest of white things?
Do you have things planned?
Yes. We have that tiki thing. Hold on. I have a whole complete itinerary. Mm.
Does Casey mind if we talk about it on
a
rap party podcast?
No.
Okay.
Dancers?
Penis? Dancers were talked about.
Well, are you going to look at a penis?
No.
Will you be sipping out of a penis straw?
Look, this is the itinerary. Cute little flamingo. Okay.
Is it a flamingo theme?
Let's flamingo while she's single.
Oh,
so she's going to hook up with someone.
Okay, so Thursday.
Not necessarily.
I don't know what Garden of Eden is.
Oh, boy. You hook up at.
That's a swingers club.
No, it just sounds like a strip club.
So that's Thursday. We're doing Garden of Eden at noon.
At noon? We're like, it's a strip club. It's probably like some brunch place.
Yeah, just like with really good food. Has high Yelp reviews.
Eden Key West.
Oh, it is. It's a it's a clothing optional bar.
Whoa! Yeah!
By the way, I don't know if you're ready for that, but a lot of the bars in Key West are clothing optional.
Really? Like
Key West in general is like clothing optional. They have Fantasy Fest, and there are people walking around with their like.
I'm here for it.
There's boobs and dongs out, and they're just painted, and like it's just a.
Isn't Key West very gay friendly too?
Party. Yes, they are. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep, so that's Thursday. Friday, we're doing that Tiki Booze Cruise. We're doing a Key West Rum Distillery and Winery thing.
Oh, you guys, you're going to be destroyed. You're going to be useless next week.
Then we're doing dinner and then a bar crawl on Duval Street. So that's Friday.
I bet a lot of nudists live down in Key West.
Get this. This is where things take a turn. Saturday, we're doing brunch. Then we're going to the Butterfly Garden.
Is that another nudist part?
But that's just for a photo, right? I remember us talking about this.
Is that a legit butterfly garden, or is that the
it's
code
a conservatory.
For swim?
Oh, and you don't like it when they trap the baby animals?
Well, they're conserving them.
Sure, in a space.
When are you doing that?
That's Saturday. There's a drag show.
Wait, hold on. Why are you doing that? That sounds like that's like the black sheep of the...
Because, so, if you go on TripAdvisor, which I highly advise everybody do... For their next tripping needs. Okay.
Are you endorsing them?
No. But they tell you like the top rated things that got the most positive reviews to do in each city. And in Key West, that's the number one.
Yeah, for families, not for an 18-party bachelor party.
Hey, you guys are going to make children cry.
Yeah.
Do you have to walk past the lion conservation to get to the butterfly conservation?
Are you going to be at this
idiot?
Hey, so listen, you're not going to do that. That's Saturday. You're going to be hungover. Yeah, that's going to be the last thing.
You'll catch me still at brunch drinking bloodies.
Yeah.
But then we have a drag show Saturday night. Sunday, we're going to a pool bar. I don't know what Mallory Square is.
Ooh, a pool bar? Like swimming pool? Because there are bars with swimming pools.
It says Dante's Pool Bar.
I don't know. But if it's an actual swimming pool, I would advise against going in because...
What?
There's a couple in Fort Lauderdale, and it is a cesspool of frigging diseases.
Why? All right, here's Dante's Pool Bar. It looks pretty happening.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of people in there. It looks like a good time.
Okay.
They got a Facebook page.
And set up your shot of penicillin before you go in.
Why is it? Because it's so many people. Is that why it's so
nasty?
Yeah,
probably people like pissing. Can I say the C word?
Well, yeah, but I think there's like...
C word?
It's...
Cum.
Oh. Yeah. Whoa. Pretty much. That's what I was trying to get at without saying so much.
They're having sex at the pool?
Oh,
you know, I got invited to a nude pool club just south of Charlotte for gay men. I was told that if I wanted to have a good time, it was by an older gay gentleman, that I can go down south of Charlotte, maybe like 45 minutes an hour away, and there's like a pool where a bunch of gay men just hang out.
Hmm. I wonder
if... I didn't go. If anyone wants to know.
Why the hell not?
I'll tell you about it off the podcast.
Okay.
There's something, by the way, it says you can like get it for bachelorette parties and birthdays. I wonder if it's going to be closed for you guys.
Oh, that'd
be
cool.
I wonder if it's private.
I doubt it.
Yeah, that's no fun. You want the people there.
Yeah, you want the people.
Okay, how many girls will you be making out with? I say over under will set at 6. I'll say she'll come back over 6.
Oh, for sure.
I'll take the under.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Weak.
Definitely under. What are you talking about?
I think it's
going to
be four.
I'm not going to make out with anybody.
Just making out. Straight women.
I'm there for Casey.
BS, you're not going to make out with anyone. You're already talking about how hot your freaking roommate is.
You made out with the person that did the mail this morning. You made out with the mail person this morning.
No one's safe in this building.
You guys act like I'm like a
the kissing bandit.
Like a vulture slut.
I don't know what that is. It sounds cool, though.
I did see that porn once.
Okay.
So, enjoy it.
I will.
But be careful and be safe. We need our Nicole back on Tuesday.
Don't call me. Don't text me.
Oh, if there's problems, we're for sure going to call you and text you. But don't worry. You don't have to answer.
Eric, a.k.a. Muscles, he works at night and then works around the station. He'll be filling in for you.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be working
and
shirtless.
And you have your beautiful interns.
Yeah, our interns will be here. Stefan the Crasher. Crystal.
Yeah, we're going to call him the Crash.
Yep. Clever Trevor. We got names for everybody. So, you know what's upon us is this Area 51 thing. And Nicole said something kind of weird happened out of left field.
What?
She got a phone call from somebody saying, why don't you tell the story when you're done eating that Cheeto?
Somebody called me after we did our Area 51 bit. You know, like where we called.
Mm-hmm. And, the 60-second chit-chat?
Yeah. At first I thought he was total BS, but he's called twice now saying that he used to work in a restricted area
of Area 51
and he wanted, like, his first go around he was saying like he needs like to tell our listeners something, and I just kind of was like no,
all right, dude.
But
go to this website and subscribe.
Yeah, but I mean, he called back, and I'm no scientist and I don't know that many things, but the words that he were using, smarter than me.
Okay.
How did he find us?
So, you know how they have like the open Facebook page or whatever for the thing? Well, I guess one of our listeners is all in on it.
Okay.
And actually posted a link to our podcast that
on the Storm the Area 51 Facebook page?
Correct.
So he's okay. So one of our listeners posted it on the Storm the Area 51. He saw it and then called us. It says he works inside. I don't know. That's interesting. I saw the, what was that, Bob Lazar? It's called something on Netflix.
I didn't see that, but I know you're talking about Eric.
I
saw it, too. It's really good.
So, Loren, are you all in on it?
So, here's my thing. After watching, like, the Bob Lazar thing is, it's interesting, but it's really slow in parts, in my opinion. And it doesn't really go into a ton of detail of, like, what is actually behind the gates. It goes into like why you should believe Bob. And I'm like, okay, I'll follow you down this road. I'm more interested in like what's inside though. Mm. So like for me, I think that there is, I think that it's silly for us to think and be so egotistical that we're the only ones in the universe. Like that's impossible. So I do believe in some other beings, and I think that they maybe have like aircrafts behind Area 51.
But Bob doesn't confirm that there's big green men with big eyes.
He says something in the in like one of the interviews where he says he saw into like a little window when he was walking through his sector, and he said it looked like what he would describe as a doll with long arms sitting in a chair, and these people were talking to whatever it was.
Cool.
But he says that it was like so fast that he like never really, you know, got a good look at it. And then he like backpedals the whole thing and says, well, maybe it was a doll. So who knows?
Weird.
It's really weird.
I don't think we have like live aliens working with humans there, but I think.
Yeah. I mean, if we're
maybe
all gonna,
we have carcasses or, you know what I mean? I don't know.
If we're all going to go down the road of what we think, I mean, I think that there's definitely an Area 51, but I think that it's just the government working on weaponry that they don't want other governments to know about. Like,
I think
that's
that
how, like, we
too.
Can stay ahead of the game here against potential attacks. So that's the secret.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I see both sides of it.
I mean, it goes all the way back to the 50s.
How come, like, Area 51 is the most famous one? How come we don't hear about, like, them doing alien crap in Sweden?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Meaning you don't believe in it? Like, at all? You don't think aliens exist?
No, I do. I just don't think that they've come here.
Why wouldn't they?
Well, why would they?
Because it's a livable atmosphere. There's oxygen. Not to say that they need oxygen.
Yeah,
maybe
what
they
do
don't.
Want?
Maybe they need some other kind of.
But we're tough to find.
That is true. My science teacher in sixth grade like showed a zoomed out shot of the universe, and there was an arrow that pointed to us, and then we'd look just like a star. And he goes, "Why'd they choose us?"
I'm sure.
That guy only drank brandy twice a morning.
Right. Okay, but I mean,
that's true. By the way, my sixth grade science teacher, we're pretty sure in his thermos was brandy. He would never let us go near his thermos.
Okay, but the history of human life is far more young and juvenile than the history of the universe. So why do you think that? I just don't understand why you think that there's nothing.
I just don't think that
else that has come here.
I don't think that they know we're here. I think that there's other things out there, but I mean, like, we just started not that long ago.
Yeah, but that's kind of my point is that they've had, like, I mean, billions and billions of years to hunt the solar systems.
Do you think that the aliens helped the Egyptians build the pyramids?
Hey, man, someone helped them.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting concept.
Like, how can, like, they didn't have any of the modern technology, right. No cranes, no nothing. But then when you watch a special on how they did it from the other side of it, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, aliens didn't help.
No. No. You know, they built up giant, like they built the dirt up and they just slid the rocks with hundreds of workers pushing the giant rocks. They're like, oh, okay. That's how it worked.
Which is crap.
Yeah.
It's a big mystery. I don't know. There's a lot of unexplained things out there.
So this guy, what's his name?
Bob Lazar.
No, the other guy that's calling us.
Weirdo.
Richard.
Is that his name?
Yes, I believe that's what... Nicole, is the guy's name Richard?
Yes.
Okay, so he won't give you his number, though.
No, he told me the first time, because I asked him, I was like, well, I mean, you can give me your number, we'll call you back, you know, that type of thing. He was very, very, very freaked out when I asked for his number.
Oh, he's deep in, man.
So, yeah, so that's when at first I was like, okay, like, this is just some dude. But then when he called back, he sounded more concerned. He also did ask that if we do talk to him, that he has to be under a voice disguiser. Didn't want to give me his number, but he did say he will keep calling.
If he calls back, we'll tell Eric because you won't be here tomorrow, and we'll just record him.
And then
we could play it back on Friday morning. I mean, regardless, the storming of the Area 51 is supposed to happen this weekend. So even if he's not real, we'll just play him and goof on him.
I'm very interested.
But don't be rude.
No. Well, we won't be rude because if he really worked there, I want more information.
Yeah.
That's my whole thing is I'm like, why are we spending so much time on why I should believe these people and not what's behind the gates?
Right.
I mean, we don't have answers. If Bob Lazar's not going to give us answers, what makes us think this guy Richard is? He's going to undermine Bob? I wonder if they know each other. Ooh, now I'm excited.
Maybe they work together. I mean, we don't know anything about this guy yet.
So if Richard calls back or we get in touch with him, we'll record him and we'll air him on Friday.
Okay.
Friday morning, we'll do that as we storm Area 51. And we definitely need to play our 60-second chit-chat.
100%.
You storming Area 51 with us? You're supposed to pick somebody up in September.
I know.
All right, that's a Rap Party podcast, everybody. And don't forget to subscribe. And you can watch us on Facebook Live on the Kiss 95.1 Facebook page tomorrow morning starting at what time, Roy?
Whenever it starts.
Perfect. We'll see you guys.